Welcome to Your Health Reset, where we address the real root causes behind health issues today to get you rapid results on your health journey so you can be who you came here to be, mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Sinclair Keneally, survivor of complex chronic illness, expert on resolving root causes, and co-founder of Detox Rejuvenation and Meditation RX. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of Your Health Reset with me, your host, Sinclair Keneally. I'm so excited to do today's episode because it's actually one of the most requested ones from our students and our audience. And I think it's because it's so hard to finally come to a certain point in your journey where you realize that mold is a huge factor in your health issues and start to really understand that your symptomology might be driven mostly by mold or solely by mold, or that it's one of many issues for you, and then still be dismissed by your loved ones and even your practitioners, because people have a certain idea of how mold can present for folks, and they don't realize the wide range of symptoms that where mold can be hiding in plain sight. Your body is telling you all about it, and you just don't understand the signs. I also want to make the point that we're not just talking about current mold exposure driving these symptoms. It could be childhood mold exposure. Yes, your childhood basement flooding counts. Your college dorm room being super gross and having that weird spot and leak in the corner that nobody knew what to do with, that also counts. And you may have had several mold exposures over the years that are even competing in the body and slowing down how your body is able to deal with them. So let's dive in. People think about mold in terms of like seasonal allergy type symptoms, respiratory issues, maybe some fatigue, and they don't realize how many different systems in the body can be impacted. So you think it's digestive conditions, but it's really mold. You think it's neurological conditions, but it's really driven by those mycotoxins that mold creates. You think it's sinus distress. And yeah, it is, but it's because mold is colonized in your sinuses or in your lungs, right? Lung conditions. You think that it's joint and muscle pain or even arthritis and fibromyalgia, but it's actually mold exposure. You think that it's skin conditions and even autoimmune driven, but it's actually driven by those mycotoxins. You think that you have hormone dysregulation, and maybe you do, but it might actually have originated with that estrogen mimicking mold that you have, or the way it shut down and slowed down your bile flow so that your liver was no longer able to process your hormones efficiently. You might think that you have depression, anxiety, or even suicidal ideation, but it's actually, yeah, you guessed it, the mold. So let's dive into some of these specific symptoms. One of the things that I want you to keep a sharp eye out for is immune suppression. So getting colds and flus easily. You're the first one to come down with it and the last one to recover from it. Unusual pain and muscle cramps. They can even rotate. They might be in the same spots every time. They might also be in different spots every time. And yes, there are other root causes driving these symptoms, but it can just be mold. It doesn't have to be other factors that I'm not going to get into today, because if I go down that rabbit hole, then we'll never finish. So it can also be pneumonia-like symptoms. That makes sense. Persistent lung issues. Childhood asthma. That's a huge one that people, you know, oh yeah, I had childhood asthma. Okay, tell me about your childhood home. Describe it to me. Did you ever have water damage in it? Oh yeah, there's a leak in my ceiling in my bedroom. Were you the only one that slept in there? Yeah, and I was the only one with asthma too. Really? You don't say. Let's do a mold test. Let's do a challenge test. So there are other symptoms, of course, that can come along with this. Heart disease and liver damage. That's a little surprising, right? That's because mold is so hard on the liver and can really slow down bile flow. Rheumatic disease, chronic fatigue is becoming more and more known to be tied to mold. And I really want you to understand that the depth of your fatigue can be entirely attributed to mold. So people think, oh yeah, I have mold symptoms and I had mold in the past, but it's over now. And they don't realize that your fatigue today could be driven by your mold exposure from 20 years ago. Excessive thirst. That's another one. That, yes, it's a precursor or an early warning sign of diabetes. Yes, it's a sign of Sjogren's, but actually really commonly we find in our practice that people have undiagnosed mold. Memory loss, blurred vision, all of these sleep issues, sleep disruption, difficulty waking up fully, feeling exhausted, more tired than when you went to bed. That's super common. waking up during the hours between 1 and 3 a.m. because the liver's overloaded because of mold and general fatigue. Yeah, respiratory issues, not feeling well when you stand up, feeling dizzy, needing to make sure that you don't overexert yourself because guess what? The mitochondria under the skin don't function well because of the mold. And so they shut down. So you don't actually respirate well out of the skin and you do not sweat. That's another common symptom. Sensitivity to light and sound, those are major mold red flags, and those are so often overlooked. And then we get to the digestive issues, right? Leaky gut, IBS, constipation or diarrhea, or my favorite, alternating constipation and diarrhea, because that makes sense, right? Abdominal cramps, nausea, and general histamine sensitivity issues, chemical sensitivities, dental issues, headaches and migraines. Could be one or the other, doesn't have to be both. Hair loss, huge one. And yes, different types of numbness and tingling. Now, why would that be? Because mold is so good at compromising your circulation, but it's also really irritating to the nervous system. So you can get all kinds of nervous system dysregulation. It can be mood related. It can actually be nervous system function related. You can experience chronic pain, fibromyalgia, even neuropathy-like symptoms. And it can all be driven by mold. So you can see why this is so huge, right? You want to make sure that you're really considering the whole family as well. Women may experience hormonal imbalances and menstrual irregularities as a result of mold toxicity. And so the men in the household are necessarily going to be affected differently, right? And it's very common for us to see women tanked by mold in a household, whereas the men are tending to withstand it a little bit longer. And they're not really getting how much this is impacting the women in the home. It's also important to consider children and pets because they can be particularly susceptible to mold. And even if they're not showing toxicity signs now, if you know they've been exposed to mold, it makes sense and you need to file this away for yourself if you're not able to deal with it now. You may be dealing with future health issues with that child or pet. But they can be exhibiting symptoms right away or later, such as behavioral issues, developmental delays, and yes, respiratory issues, that good old childhood asthma. So for kids, when we see behavioral or attention issues with them that are mold driven, it's important to remember that for them, having mold exposure is like having a brain on fire. It's just constant overwhelm. So they're always very close to overstimulation. Remember how we talked about light and sound sensitivity? Think about what that's like for a kid. So they're constantly overloaded. So even if they're able to lock it down and quote unquote behave for short periods of time, at a certain point, they're going to have to recalibrate because it's just so irritating in their bodies, right? It's also really common for kids to have skin issues as well, driven by mold. And yes, digestive issues as well. So we need to think about this. So even signs of like just sluggish bowels for kids. Oh, they're fine. They just, tend to be chronically constipated. And yes, they were exposed to mold early in childhood, or mom was in utero, something like that. You need to start connecting these dots earlier, right? So that less suffering has to happen. It's also important to remember that everybody's on a different timeline with this. Might be down for the count early, within days of mold exposure. And yes, that may be attributed to previous mold exposures, but it may not be. Or somebody may be accumulating mold in their bodies over time until finally a stressful life event happens and their bucket is already so full from the mold. That's when your health tanks and everybody blames the life event. And yes, it was absolutely a factor, but the mold was eroding at your resilience for sometimes years at a time. So it's important to take a step back and consider, how is mold a part of your picture for you? One of the things that you can do if you're hearing yourself in this symptomology or hearing a loved one is, of course, share this episode with them for them to consider, and then look at getting a urine test, simple mycotoxin panel from, say, Vibrant Labs, to really just check under the hood. It's a very easy thing you can do at home. Get an at-home urine test kit. No big deal. It does not require seeing a practitioner. You can get that through our portal and just take care of it yourself, just so you know right away how big a factor this is for you. So I hope this helped today. And I hope that you're excited to delve into the rest of mold symptomology with me over the next few episodes and how it affects you and what you can do about it, how to recognize it in your home, how to deal with the environment once you know that you're in it or have to clean this up, because it does not have to ruin your life. I was exposed to mold as a kid. I had it in my car. It took me forever to figure out what a big deal this was. That was in my early 20s, and then my late 20s, it was in my office, and that's when I really went down for the count. And it was all avoidable, but it was all worth it too, because now I get to realize what a big deal it was for me. And having crawled my way back through that and the ups and downs, very real depression, anxiety, fatigue, digestive issues, food sensitivities, all the things. Having gone through them and being on the other side, I could see just how many people this is impacting. And it happens to be a specialty in our practice. So stick around for all the insider tips and tricks in the future episodes and make sure that you're subscribed. Love you. See you soon. Thanks for listening. Go to detoxrejuvenation.com to find the links in the show notes to everything we covered in this episode. Please subscribe, review, and share with other humans who need this precious information. Let's help each other. And